Good morning, peace and complete joy to all of you.
大家早安,愿平安与喜乐与大家同在。
Praise and thank God that we can come here once again to worship the true and living God.
感谢主,我们很高兴今天我们能够在一起来敬拜这个又活又真的神。
Because tomorrow is Mother's Day.
因为明天就是母亲节。
So I want to share with you about Mother's Love.
所以今天我想用母爱为主题和大家一起来分享。
You can see Mother's Love is so important to the children.
我们知道母爱对小孩子来说是非常重要的。
Because Mother's Love is so powerful.
因为母爱是这么的有力量。
Just like after World War II.
就好像在第二次世界大战之后。
During the time of World War II, many children lost their parents.
在大战的期间,很多小孩失去了他们的父母。
And they realize those children that have only one parent.
他们发现那些只有单亲的小孩。
The one who have a mother who's still alive, they're much more than the one who have only father as a parent.
那一些仅有母亲存留的,那比有那一些只有父亲存留的还要好多了。
So when the child have only his father, I see a lot of them died during the time of the war.
我们知道在大战时间,很多人失去了父亲。
But the one who have only a mother who has as a parent, they still alive after the war.
那我们知道那些只有母亲的在大战之后还是存留。
And they realize, why was this the case?
他们去研究为什么会这样子呢?
And then they realize because the mother can show so much love to the children.
他们发现因为母亲对他们的孩子展现出这么多的爱。
And because of this love, and then the children can continue to have the strength to stay alive.
因为这个爱的力量让这些小孩能够继续的存活下来。
We can see even in animals.
其实在动物的世界里面。
Because mother's love to the children is so important.
因为母亲的爱对这个小孩是这么的重要。I
remember one night I was watching one of those animal channel.
我记得有一天晚上我看电的时候看到这个动物的频道。And
they talk about the extreme mothers.
他们讲到这个母亲的伟大。In
other words, these animal mothers would do anything to save their children.
也就是说，他们在描述这个母性的这个动物的妈妈会尽一切的力量来保护他们的小孩。And
one of them was the mother octopus.
一个是这个母亲的章鱼。So
the octopus are very huge.
那我们知道章鱼可以长到很大。And
when they give birth, it gives many, they have many, many little octopus.
当他们生产的时候，他们生了很多的小章鱼。But
because she's so worried that, her children will die, so she would bring all the children down deep into the ocean.
因为她担心她的小孩会死掉，所以她把所有的小孩都带到海底去。Because
deep in the ocean, there's no predator.
因为在这个很深的海底，那不会有这些敌人。But
the problem is deep in the ocean, there's no food.
但是在很深的海底也没有食物。So
because of this, the mother feed herself to the octopus, to her children.
但是因为这样子，那母亲就用自己的身体来喂给这些小章鱼。So
by the time her children grow old enough to be mature to come back from this, from the sea, then she herself will just die.
那当这个小孩子已经长大，能够到海面上来的时候，那这个母亲就会牺牲自己了。So
in other words, she gave her life for her children.
也就是说，她为了她的小孩献上了她的生命。
And the same thing with the lioness.
那我相信对我们来讲的是一样。
Actually, she never fight against the male lion.
那母狮从来也不会和这个公的狮子也是一样。
Because most of the time, the male lion is double and triple the size of the mother.
那因为很多时候这个公的狮子比这个母的狮子还要大两三倍。
But the problem is there's no food.
但是问题就是没有食物。
The male lion would want to eat the cubs.
所以这个公狮的时候就会想要吃这个小狮子。
But the lioness, this is the time that she will fight against the male lion.
那这个时候母狮就会为她的小狮子和公狮打仗。
Even though she knows that the chances for her to beat the male lion is almost none.
即使说她知道她和公狮子打架是很难赢的。
But nevertheless, she must fight for her baby, her cubs.
但是她还是为了她的小狮子和公狮打架。
So we can see, even through animals, we can see how much mother's love means so much to children.
所以即使从动物的世界，我们可以看出母爱对这些小孩有多么的重要。
Let's sing the Song of Solomon.
我们看 这个雅各书,
Song of Solomon,
雅各,
chapter 8,
第八章,
Song of Solomon, chapter 8,
雅各第八章,
verse 6 and verse 7.
第六节, 第七节,
Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death. Jealousy as cruel as the grave, its flame of flames of fire, a most vehement flame. Verse 7.
第七节,
Many waters cannot quench love, nor can the floods drown it. If a man would give for love all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly despised. So here in verse 6 and verse 7, talking about love.
在第六节跟第七节这里谈到爱,
of course, the Song of Solomon is talking about love between man and a woman.
当然雅各这里提到是男女之间的爱,
but sometimes love between a man and a woman is some kind of side effect.
但是男女之间的爱, ,有一些副作用,
just like sometimes if a man loves a woman, then maybe he becomes so jealous.
就好像当一个, 男的爱女的时候, 他也会有很强的嫉妒心,
to the point they become so obsessive.
那就会, 变得非常的, 着迷,
if this is the case, this kind of love is not pure.
如果这样子的话, 这样子的爱就不纯正。
That's why I say here, for love is as strong as death.
这里说爱情如死之坚强。
But if love come with jealousy,
但是如果爱, 带着嫉妒的话,
then it become very cruel.
那就变成非常的残忍。
Because jealousy is also very bad.
因为这个嫉妒是很不好的事。
But love between a mother and the children,
但是, 母亲和子女之间的爱,
for me, this is the closest love to the love of God.
对我来讲, 这可以说是和神对我们的爱是最接近的。
Because many times the reason mother love the children, not because they want to gain something back.
因为一个母亲爱她的小孩, 并不是希望从她的小孩能够得到什么回报。
I often tell you about my big brother.
那我常常和大家谈到我的哥哥。
And during a time, you know, he was in gang and everything.
当他那个时候，他还在帮派的时候，
so he was put in jail for 7 years.
他被关到, 监狱里面有7年之久。
And during the 7 years, none of his friends visited him.
在这个7年之中, 没有一个他的朋友去看他。
But my parents,
只有我的父母,
especially my mother,
尤其是我的母亲,
even though they are so old during that time,
在那个时候我的母亲年纪也大了,
they would want to go to visit him every single week.
但是他还是每个星期去看他。
And she usually make him the best, his favorite food, and bring him to jail.
那也为他准备他最喜欢吃的食物, 带到监狱去看他。
And most time when they, because the drive maybe 3-4 hours,
因为要开3-4个小时之久。
And it's only a certain time that they can go and visit him.
那能够看的时间又是只有这一段的时间而已。
And most of the time when they come back, it's already dark.
那当他们回家的时候都已经天黑了。
Why did my mother go visit my brother?
为什么我的母亲要去看我的哥哥呢?
My brother have not done anything good for her.
我的哥哥甚至没有好好的尽孝。
Maybe most of his life, all he did is disappointed them.
也许他一生之中做的只是一些让他失望的事情。
But because the love that she has inside of her,
但是在他心中的爱,
and that's why she go there and visit him.
所以让他去那边每天每个星期去看他。
And through this kind of love, it gave him the strength to continue on with his life.
由于这样子的爱, 也给我哥哥能够继续他的生活。
Because when you're in jail for many years,
因为当你在监狱里面度过这么多年之后,
most of the time you become very hopeless.
很多时候你会觉得很绝望。
And a lot of them end up trying to commit suicide.
很多人, 甚至因此而自杀。
That for those people who have no family,
那就是那一些没有家庭的人。
But because my mother go and visit my brother,
因为我的母亲这样子的去探望我的哥哥,
quite often he draw the strength from her,
那很多时候我的哥哥因此而得到力量,
to continue to live on.
所以能够继续的来存活下去。
So that's why in verse 7 say, many waters cannot quench love.
所以第七节这里告诉我们说, 爱情,
and this is very true.
重水不能够熄灭, 这是非常真实的。
It doesn't matter how difficult it was for my mother to go and visit my brother, she always going to go there to visit him.
那不管说去探望我的哥哥在那个时候对他来讲是这么的困难, 他还是,
so many waters cannot quench love.
所以这里重水不能够熄灭的爱,
nor can the flood drown it.
也不能够淹没。
This is how strong love from a mother is.
这个事实上就是母爱是这么的伟大。
And if a man would give all his wealth for this love, it would utterly despise.
如果有人拿家中所有的财宝要换这个爱，就会被藐视。
In other words, this love cannot be bought but with money.
就是说爱，这个爱是没有办法用钱来买的。
Of course, it's talking about the love of God.
当然这里是提到神的爱。
But I truly feel that mother's love come the closest thing to the love of God.
但是我真的觉得母爱和神的爱是最接近的。
That's why I really praise and thank God that God allowed my parents to come here to live with me.
所以我觉得很感谢神，我能够让我的双亲来这边和我一起住。
Because since I came to America,
因为自从我到美国来之
后, I have not lived with them for 27 years.
事实上和他没有和他们住在一起有27年之久。
And now because she is older,
因为他们现在年纪
大, God allowed her to come to live with me.
那神允许他们来和我一同居住。
Because of this, I feel such a great blessing from God.
因为这样子，我觉得我是这么的被神来祝福。
And as she lived with me, I asked her many questions.
他们和我住的时候，问我很多问题。
Because after the genocide in Cambodia,
但是因为在这个缅甸的柬埔寨的大屠杀之后
，we can see many people were killed.
我们知道很多人被杀
，and almost every family lose some kind of family members to the Pol Pot, right, to the communists.
那我们知道，几乎很多家庭都因为共产党而失去了他们家中的一些成员。
So when people see our family, every one of us still alive.
那其他人看到我们家里每一个人都存活下来
，they often are quite in shock.
他们都觉得很惊讶
，because I have, you know, all of us, and I have five, six of us all together.
我们有六个弟兄姐妹。
Four sisters and then have an older brother.
我们有四个姐妹，那还有我，还有我的哥哥。
And every one of us is still alive.
每一个我们都存活。
And for me, the reason is because the love of my mother.
那对我来讲，事实上这个是因为我母亲的爱。
Now 4 years during the communists.
那在共产党统治那些年间
，There's no food to eat.
事实上没有东西可
以吃。And most time there's no water drink.
很多时候甚至连水都没得喝。
And I ask her, during that time, what do you do to keep us alive?
那个时候我问我的妈妈说，那个时候你到底是怎么样让我们存活的呢？
And she shared with me.
她这样子跟我说。
That quite often, whatever kind of water she gets, she would give to her children to drink.
那个时候当她有水，她就给她的孩子喝。
And after we have drank the water,
当我们喝水了之后。
Then when we urinate,
那如果说我们有去
When we go to pee, when we go to the bathroom,
yeah, 当我们去小姐的时候
she would drink our urine just to stay alive.
她就喝我们解出来的来维持她的生活。
This is love.
这个就是爱的表现。
No one ever want to keep us alive by, you know, doing these kind of things.
没有人会做这样的事情来让我们继续存活。
So that's why when she tell me this kind of story,
所以当她跟我讲这样子的故事
and then for me, how can I not treat my mom so nicely?
对我来说，我怎么能够不回报我的母亲呢
？And how can I be disrespectful to her？
那我们怎么能够不尊敬她呢
？So that's why for us as children，
对我们当小孩子的来说
，we should never ever talk back to our mother。
我们不应该对我们的母亲来回嘴。
And always try to respect and show love toward them。
我们应该对他们展现出我们的爱对他们表示我们的尊敬。
Because no one else gonna love us more than they love us。
因为没有人会爱我们。更多比我们的母亲。
Let's turn the book of Second Kings.
我们看列王记下。
Second King chapter 4.
列王记下第四章。
Verse 1.
第四章第一节。
Second King chapter 4 verse 1.
列王记下第四章第一节。
This is also a mother's love.
这里也提到母亲的爱。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
第四章第一节。
A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet.Cried out to Elisha, saying, Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves.
有一个先知的门徒的妻哀求以利沙说，你仆人，我丈夫死了，他敬畏神，是你所知道的。现在有债主来要娶我的两个儿子做奴仆。
So we can see here in chapter 4, verse 1, it's talking about a widow.
所以在第四章第一节这里提到一个寡妇。
And his widow have two sons.
而这个寡妇有两个儿子。
But even though she have two sons, but her husband has already died.
那她有两个儿子，可是她的丈夫已经死了。
But that's not the main problem.
但是这个不是最主要的问题。
The main problem is that the creditors will come to take her two sons to be their slaves.
最主要的问题是有债主来要娶她的两个儿子做奴仆。
And how do we know this mother is full of love?
那我们怎么知道这个母亲是蛮有爱的呢？
Because this mother understand what's going on with her two sons.
因为这个母亲知道她孩子想要将要发生的事情。
Because she said she knew that the creditors are going to come and take two sons to be slaves.
因为她知道有债主要来娶她的两个儿子做奴仆。
Just like nowadays, many mothers in our church.
就好像今天在我们教会有许多的母亲。
They know that Satan always going to go after their children.
他们知道魔鬼总是想要再找机会来掠夺他们的
，and tempting them with the things of this world.
在这个世上有很多诱惑人的事情。
And all the mothers know.
所有的母亲都知道。
If they fall into this kind of temptation.
如果他的小孩在这种诱惑之中跌倒
了。Then maybe the children become slaves of the things of this world.
而他们的小孩就变成这个世界的奴仆。
But many mothers, they know what's going on with their children.
很多母亲知道这些要发生在他小孩的事情。
And this is love.
这个就是爱。
So that's why for children, your mother asks you, where are you going? What are you doing? This is all about love.
所以很多时候，当一个母亲问她的小孩说：“你去哪里做了什么事情？”事实上，这些都是出于爱。
And sometimes we think, oh, maybe my mother nags me too much.
有时候我们觉得我们母亲实在是很烦人。
Why she always ask me, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? What am I doing that?
有时候她问我们说：“我们为什么要做这些事情？叫你去做哪些事情？这些等等的。”
If our mothers ask us this kind of question,
当我们的母亲问我们这些问题的时候
，we must know the reason they ask us this kind of question because they love us so much.
我们要知道。他们之所以这样子的问我们，是因为他们是这么的爱我们。
Because mothers who do not love their children,
因为当一个母亲不爱她的子女的时候
，they would not care what we want to do.
他们不会在意他们要做些什么。
You want to stay up until 2 a.m. in the morning is fine.
你要在外面混到早上两点那也是。
You want to play video games and sleep all day? That's fine.
那你要晚上一直玩电子游戏，白天只睡觉也是你的事。
But I'm sure most mothers would never do this.
但是我相信所有的母亲
because they never want any of their children to be slaves, to become slaves of the things of this world.
因为他们不想要他们的儿女变成这个世界的奴仆。
That's why we know this widow loved her two sons very much.
所以我们知道在这里这个寡妇非常爱她的小孩。
And another reason too.
那另外一个理由
，We know that she loved her children.
我们知道她为什么爱她的小孩。
Because during this time she cried to the prophet of God.
因为这个时候她哭泣的来哀求，向先知来哀求。
So this means that she knows that she her son's in bad situation.
因为她知道她的孩子将有不好的事情
要发生。She must go out and try to seek for help.
她必须要到外面来寻求帮助。
And that is from the prophet of God.
就是寻求神先知的帮助。
Not only she seek out for help, the Bible said she cry out to the prophet.
不但是她出去寻求帮助，圣经描述说她出去哀求来寻求帮助。
This means she loved her children very much.
从这里我们可以看出来，她非常爱她的小孩。
Just like every mothers in our church.
就好像在我们教会里面的每一个母亲。
Quite often when their children is in trouble.
很多时候当他们小孩陷入麻烦之
中。They always seek some members and ministers.To you know, try to help the children.
他们总是向教会的弟兄姐妹或者是传道人来祈求希望帮助。
And every time they call us, they usually shed tears and cry for their children.
那很多时候，当他们打电话来的时候，他们甚至流泪来请求帮助。
Because they love their children very much.
因为他们非常爱他们的小孩。
And they don't want anything happen to their children.
他们不希望有任何不好的事情发生在小孩身上。
So that's why for us as children.
所以我们身为小孩的。
We should never ever show any kind of disrespect to our parents.
我们不应该对我们的双亲来表现任何的不尊
重。We should continually to love them.
我们必须要继续的爱他们。
And honor them just like according to the commandment of God.
要来荣耀他们，就好像神所赐给我们
的命令一样。Because they truly love us very much.
因为他们真的是很爱我们。
Just like this widow loved her two sons very much.
就好像我们这里看到这寡妇爱她的小孩。
But this time they have a situation that the creditors are going to come and take her two sons to be slaves.
但是这里这些债主要来将她的两个小孩娶去做奴仆。
Because she went to Elisha.
这时候她来求以利沙先知。
This means she went to the right person that can help her.
她找到正确的人来可以帮助她。
Because Elisha is the prophet of God.
因为以利沙是神的先知。
And that's why in verse 2.
这里在第二节这里说。
So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me what you have in your house. And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil.
在这里，以利沙先知说：“我可以为你做什么？你告诉我，你家里有什么？”他说：“卑女家中除了一瓶油之外，什么都没有。”
So we know that during this time there's a great famine in Israel.
我们知道在这个时候，在以色列全地有大饥荒。
So maybe this woman and two sons don't even have enough food to eat.
那甚至这一个寡妇和她的孩子也没有足够的食物可以吃。
Never mind have enough money to pay for the creditors.
甚至不可能会有钱来还给债主。
So, Elisha is the man of God.
这时候以利沙是神人。
He asked her.
他这样问他们说
What do you have in your house?
你在家里有什么呢
She only have a little bit of a jar in the oil. Jar of oil.
他家里除了一瓶油之外什么都没有。
So this means at least she knows she has this jar of oil.
就是说他知道他自己还有一瓶油。
And then look at it in verse 3.
我们看第三节。
Then he said, Go borrow vessel from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty vessel, do not gather just a few.
伊丽莎说你去向你众邻舍借空器皿不要少借。
You can see this mother, she wants to do everything to save her two sons.
我们看到母亲愿意为她的小孩做任何一切的事情。
So when Elisha told her,
当伊丽莎告诉她的时候
Go and borrow vessels from your neighbors.
去向你的邻舍来借器皿。
Not gather only a few, but gather as much as you can.
不要少借尽量多借。
Maybe if this mother has no love,
或许说这个母亲心中没爱
的话 She would say to herself, why do I need to go out there and get all these empty jars?
她会想说为什么我要出去借这些空的器皿呢
If this mother has no faith,
如果说这个母亲没有信心
Why would she go out there and waste her time getting all the jars?
为什么她要花时间去收集这些空器皿
But because of her love, because of her faith,
因为她的爱因为她的信心
And she heed the word from the prophet of God.
而且她听到先知对她所讲的话
So that's why in verse 4,
所以在第四节这里
And Elisha continued to tell her.
伊丽莎继续跟她说
And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your son. Then pour into all those vessels and set aside the full ones.
回到家中，关上门，你和你的儿子在里面，将油倒在所有的器皿里，装满了，放在一边。
So this is very specific instruction from the prophet of God.
从先知那里他得到非常仔细的指示。
And the reason this mother be able to listen to instruction of the prophet because she loved her children.
因为这个母亲很爱她的子女，所以她很仔细的听先知给她的指示。
So that's why in verse 5 she did everything that God's prophet told her to do.
所以在第五节我们看到她仔细的来做先知所吩咐他的每一件事。
That's why in verse 5.
第五节。
So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessel to her, and she poured it out.
于是妇人离开伊丽莎去了，关上门，自己和儿子在里面。儿子把器皿拿来，他就倒油。
And this is quite wonderful.
那这个是很美妙的。
Because she be able to listen to the word of the prophet.
因为她听从了先知的话。
So whatever the prophet told to do, she did exactly the same way.
那先知所告诉他的，他都完全遵照来遵行。
But what is the most important part of this passage?
但是在这里最重要的告诉我们的是什么呢
？That she realized she had the jar of oil.
就是说他知道自己还有一瓶油。
So just like for us nowadays.
就好像今天的我们。
It doesn't matter what kind of problem our children get into.
不管说我们的子女今天陷入什么样的麻烦。
We have to realize inside of us, we have the Holy Spirit.
我们要知道在我们里面我们有圣灵。
And through this Holy Spirit, we have the strength and power to be able to encourage our children to overcome their problems.
经由这个圣灵我们有这个力量来帮助我们的小孩来克服所遇到的问题。
So, but sometimes it's nothing wrong.
有时候甚至也不是什么
问题。When our children in trouble,
当我们的小孩在麻烦之中的时候
we can ask our other brother and sister to pray for our children.
我们可以请其他的弟兄姐妹一起来为我们的小孩祷告。
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
事实上这个没有什么好丢人的。
Sometimes being Asian, this is our weakness.
有时候当我们做一个亚洲人我们会不好意思。
Sometimes we do not want to lose face.
有时候我们会觉得这样子好像没面子。
So when our children in trouble,
所以当我们的小孩在麻烦的时候在麻烦之中的时候
We're not willing to go out and seek for brothers and sisters to pray for our children.
那我们不愿意到外面请求弟兄姐妹来为他们祷告。
But this should not be the case.
但是我们不应该这样子。
Of course, there are many brothers and sisters who have a lot of love for us.
当然弟兄姐妹他们对我们都是充满爱心的。
Just like quite often, I always ask brothers and sisters to pray for my nieces, my nephew.
就好像很多时候我也请求弟兄姐妹我的侄子及侄女来祷告。
Because I know if they really pray for them, God's heart will be touched by their love.
那我知道当弟兄姐妹为他们祷告的时候，他们的心就会被神的爱来感动。So
what happened if this widow did not want anybody to know her son's situation?
那如果说这个寡妇不愿意其他的人知道她儿子的事情呢?
I'm sure when she go out and get all the vessels from her neighbor, it will ask her, what was going on? Why you need these vessels?
那我相信当她和她的邻舍出去来借这些器皿的时候，他们也问她说，你借这个要做什么?
But she did not care.
但是她并不在意。
As long as her son will be able to get away from this creditor, she'd be happy.
只要说他的儿子不被这些债主取去，他就高兴了，所以他并不在意人家这。
So that's why in church is so important.
所以说在教会里面很重要的就是
that we can find some brothers and sisters who can pray for our family.
我们可以找到一些弟兄姐妹来为我们的家庭来祷告。
For me as a minister.
对我来说，我是一个传道人。
I know that Satan always tried to attack my family.
我知道撒旦总是想要借机来攻击我的家人。
And I know that my prayer is not enough.
那我也知道我的祷告永远都是不足。
So that's quite often ask other ministers to pray for my family.
我也会请求其他的同工来帮我的家人祷告。
And ask other brothers and sisters also pray for my family.
那我会祈求其他的弟兄姐妹为我的家人来祷告。
And this is the way we should approach this kind of situation.
那这是我们处理这样子的问题的一个方法。
Of course, we do not need to tell the whole world.
当然我们不必大声地对世界来宣布。
But I'm sure there's some brothers and sisters in church we can trust to know that they will pray for us with love.
但是我相信在教会之中有一些弟兄姐妹也一定是我们可以信赖，他们会以爱心来为我们祷告。
If this widow cannot find any vessel,
如果说这个寡妇她没有办法找到任何的空器皿,
and then the miracle of this oil can never be accomplished.
那这个油的奇迹也就永远不会发生了。
Because she had no vessel to put all this oil in.
因为她没有这些空器皿来倒这些油。
But because she went out.
因为她到外面去帮助。
And she also asked her two sons to go out.
她也带着她两个儿子一起去。
And this is also very important.
这也是非常重要的一点。
Sometimes when we are children in trouble,
有时候当我们的小孩在麻烦之中,
in the process of restoring them, we must involve them in the process.
那在帮助他们的过程之中, 我们也要和他们一起来解决。
So they also can experience God's grace.
所以他们也能够体验到神的爱。
You can see in verse 5, says she shut the door behind her.
这里第五节说她 关上了门,
her two sons were also with her.
她自己和两个儿子在里面,
and her two sons were the one that brought the vessel to her.
她的两个儿子也就是拿给她器皿的人。
So this means both the two sons involved in the process of restoration.
也就是说他们两个儿子也亲眼目睹这个拯救的神迹。
So nowadays we must do the same thing.
所以今天我们要做一样的事情。
When our children have problems,
当我们的小孩在麻烦之中,
and we want to encourage them to lift them up,
我们要 鼓励他们，将他们举起来。
We must involve them in the process.
我们要让他们也能够在这个过程之中才参与。
So they also can experience God's love.
所以他们也能够体验到神的爱。
Just like this woman.
就好像这里这个妇人所做的。
She heed to the word of the prophet.
她听到先知的话。
And she involved her son in this process.
也让这个两个小孩来参与这个过程。
And look at it in verse 6.
这第六节。
Now it came to pass, when the vessel was full, that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel, so the oil ceased.
器皿都满了，他对儿子说，再给我拿器皿来。儿子说，再也没有器皿了，油就止住了。
So that's why we mentioned earlier, if there's no vessel, this miracle would never happen.
所以就是说, 如果没有这些器皿，那怎么会有这个神奇呢?
Because the minute they ran out of vessel, then the oil ceased.
因为当他们没有再有其他的器皿的时候，这个油就止住了。
So for me, I always realize,
所以对我来讲，我总是体验到这一点。
The more brother and sister pray for my family, the better I am.
那有更多的弟兄姐妹来帮助的家人来祷告，那我就会更有力量，更有帮助。
Of course, sometimes situation that can happen in a family can be embarrassing.
当然有时候我们家里的问题会让人觉得不好意思。
Maybe sometimes we don't want anybody else to know.
也许有时候我们不希望其他的人来知道。
But for me, I feel like there are some brothers and sisters who I can trust.
但是我觉得教会里面总是有弟兄姐妹是值得我信赖的。
And I know if I tell them my situation, they will not go around and spread everything out.
那我知道我跟他们讲我所遇到的问题，他们不会到处的去跟别人说。
And this kind of brothers and sisters we need to find.
那我们就要需要找这样子的弟兄姐妹。
Because the more we can find them, the more they can pray for us, the more we can, you know, our family can be strong in faith.
那我们知道我们越有这样的弟兄姐妹，我们的家人也会更加的强壮。
I'm sure many brothers and sisters pray for my family.
那我相信教会里面很多弟兄姐妹都为我的家人来祷告。
Because quite often I'm not even home.
因为很多时候我也没有在家。
And then how can my family have the continued strength to worship God and to have faith?
那我的家人怎么能够有继续有这样子的信心来敬拜神呢？
I'm sure that many brothers and sisters pray for them.
我相信弟兄姐妹是将他们放在他们的祷告之中。
And because of this, they continue to be strong.
因为这样子他们也就继续的来坚立。
So the same thing for us.
对我们来说也是一样。
The more vessel we can find, the more oil we can receive.
那我们能够找到更多的器皿，我们也能够拿到更多的油。
So when the oil ceased.
所以当这个油止住的时候。
And then this woman came to tell the man of God.
这个妇人就去告诉神人。
Just like in verse 7.
第七节。
Second King chapter 4 verse 7.
列王记下第四章第七节。
Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your son live on the rest.
妇人就去告诉神人，神人说，你去卖油还债，所剩的你和你的儿子可以靠着度日。
You can see this mother because of her love.
我们知道这个妈妈因为她的爱。
She cried out to the man of prophet, the man of God.
他向神的先知来哀求。
And she knew exactly what's going on with the two sons.
他知道他的儿子将面临什么样的事
情。And not only that, she had the faith to listen to the man of God.
不但是他有信心来听神人的指示。
By going to her neighbor and collecting the vessel.
他也到他的邻舍来借这些空的器皿。
By asking her son to be involved in the process of restoration.
那也去让他的儿子来一起参与这个被拯救的过程。
So because of this, God's grace was upon them.
因为这样子神的恩典临到他们。
So when she go out and sold all the oil.
所以她就能够去卖油来还债。
Not only she have enough money to pay for her debt.
不但她有足够的钱来还她的债。
But she also have enough money for her and her two sons to feed themselves.
她有足够的剩下的钱和她的儿子来度日。
And this happened because of the woman, because of her love.
这些事情发生都是因为这一位妇人的爱。
So that's why for us,
所以说对我们来说
As mother's love is so important to us.
母爱对我们来讲是这么的重要。
Because I know when I was younger.
因为我知道当我还很年轻的时候。
Especially when we first came to this country.
尤其是当你来到这个国家。
We were so poor.
那个时候我们是这么的贫穷。
And I share with you quite often that my brother and I, we go to the, you know, on the garbage day, we go out and try to fetch whatever we can in the garbage and bring it home.
那我也和大家分享过我和我的哥哥甚至会到垃圾桶去捡东西来带回家。
And many times we just eat rice with salt or soy sauce.
很多时候我们都是吃着酱油拌饭。
But it doesn't matter what we eat during that time.
但是在那个时候我们吃什么事实上不重要。
We always knew that our mother loved us so much.
我们都只知道我们的母亲很爱我们。
And because of this love, we continue to go strong.
因为这个爱让我们能够继续的来坚立。
And because of her love, we learn how to love one another when we are younger.
因为她的爱也让我们在年轻的时候我们懂得彼此相爱。
Even though we had nothing.
即使说那时候我们什么都没有。
Seven of us living in a two-bedroom or one-bedroom apartment.
那在那个时候全家七口挤在一个房间或两个房间。
And for many years, we never have enough food to eat.
那很多年甚至我们也没有足够的食物来吃。
But why we be able to become so, you know, physically strong and also mentally strong?
但是我们为什么还能够在身体以及在这个精神上有这么样的强壮呢
？For sure, because my mother loved us so much.
因为我们母亲是这么的爱我们。
Even now, when she lives with me.
即使说现在她和我一起住。
It's good that she doesn't understand English too much. I can talk more about her.
那因为她听不懂英文，所以我们就可以多谈一些。
At her age, she is so diligent.
那她是这么的勤劳。
Sometimes we ask her, "Can you cook some fried rice, for example?"
有时候我们跟她说，妈妈，你可以炒饭吗？
She would get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to cook fried rice.
她甚至会早上四五点起来就来准备炒饭。
And every morning she get up to pray with us at 6 o'clock.
那每天早上六点钟她总是起来和我
们祷告。And while we study the Bible, she would cook us eggs, make us tea, whatever we want, and cook lunch for her to take it to work.
那当我们一起读经的时候，他为我们准备茶点啊，准备蛋给我们吃。那他也为我的妻子来带便当。
And when I'm home,
当我在家的时候
，from morning until noontime,
那从这个早上到这个中午的时间
，she never ever stopped cleaning the house.
那他总是很忙着，那在整理家里。
Sometimes she want to do laundry for the children.
有时候他为这些小朋友
来洗衣服。Which I tell her many times do not do. They must learn to do their own laundry.
那很多时候告诉。他们说你们要自己做你们的这个洗自己的。
And she always makes sure always enough food in the fridge for us.
那她也常常确定家里有足够的食物。
And this is love, right?
这个就是爱。
Just like the story, the next story, and also in 2 Kings chapter 4.
那就好像在这个列王记下第四章的第二个故事这里说。
It's also talking about our mother.
这里也提到母亲。
And this mother had also great love.
这个母亲也有很大的爱。
Why?
为什么？
Because she loves God.
因为她爱神。
Because she loved the man of God.
因为她爱这个神人。
Let's do chapter 4.
那我们来看第四章。
Chapter 4 verse 16.
第四章第十六节。
Second King chapter 4 verse 16.
列王记下第四章第十六节。
Then he said, about this time next year you shall embrace a son. And she said, no, my lord, man of God, do not lie to your maidservant.
以利沙说，明年到这个时候你必抱一个儿子。他说：“神人，我主啊，不要那样欺哄。”
So we know that during this time, this woman had no children.
我们知道这个时候，这个妇人并没有小孩。
But because she loved God and loved the man of God so much.
因为她是这样子的，爱神和神人。
And then God blessed her with a son.
所以神祝福她，她将有一个儿子。
And the man of God Elisha told, by next year this time, you will have a son.
所以神人以利沙就是跟他说，明年到这个时候，你必抱一个儿子。
Of course, she said to man of God, "No, my lord, man of God, do not lie to your maid servant."
所以他就跟神人说，我主啊，不要那样欺哄婢女。
Of course, this woman she knew she could not have any children.
那这个妇女知道她事实上是没有办法怀孕的。
But because her love toward God.
但是因为她对神的爱。
God bless her with his children, with a child.
所以神就要赐福给她，让她有一个小孩。
Look at verse 9 and verse 10.
我们看九章第九节第十节。
Chapter 4, verse 9, verse 10.
第四章第九节第十节。
And she said to her husband, "Look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly." Verse 10.
第十节。
Please let us make a small upper room on the wall, and let us put a bed for him there, and a table, and a chair, and a lampstand, so it will be whenever he comes to us, he can turn in here, in there. So we can see this woman, she loved God very much.
我们从这里可以看到，这个妇人她很爱神。
And during this time, she saw the man of God, Elijah, walk by them regularly.
这时候她说，她常常看到以利沙从那里经过。
So she said to her husband.
所以她这样对她丈夫说。
So please let us make a small room for this man of God.
那我们在墙上为他盖一个小楼。
And let's put a bed there for him to sleep.
放一个床垫，让他可以在那边睡觉。
And put a table and a chair and a lampstand so he can study the word of God.
我们在那边放桌子、椅子、灯台，他就可以在那边研读神的话。
So whenever he comes, he can come here and to relax himself.
所以当他来的时候，他就可以在这休息。
This is love.
这就是爱。
So many mothers who love God.
所以很多爱神的母亲
，and many mother who love the man of God，
很多爱这些神人的母亲
，for sure their family will be blessed，
他们的家庭也会受到祝福
，because God is a faithful God，
因为神是信实的神。
You can see nowadays why our children in our church are so blessed，
我们可以看到今天为什么我们的教会这么蒙祝福。
I tell you because so many mothers pray for the children。
我可以跟大家说，因为很多母亲为了他们的小孩来祷告。
Because they love God very much.
因为他们很爱神。
Because of this, they have good relationship with God.
因为这样子，所以他们要神有很亲密的关
系。So that's why when they pray for the children, it's very effective.
所以当母亲为小孩祷告的时候，是很有功效的。
So just like this Shunammite woman.
就好像在这里这个苏念的妇女。
She have no children.
她事实上没有小孩。
But the prophet God told her.
但是神的先知告诉他
By this time next year you will embrace a son.
明年这个时候你必抱一个儿子。
And then verse 16, verse 17.
17节。
Second King chapter 4 verse 17.
列王记下第四章十七节。
But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come, of which Elisha had told her.
妇人果然怀孕到了那个时候，生了一个儿子，正如以利沙所说的。
You can see God blessed this woman.
我们看到神这样祝福这个妇女。
By giving her a son.
让她有一个儿子。
And the exact time that Elisha, the man of God, told her she would conceive.
这个是那个时候以利沙所预告她的。
And look at verse 18.
我们看十八节。
And the child grew.
孩子渐渐长大。
Now it happened one day that he went out to his father to the reapers, verse 19.
一日他父亲和收割的人到那里。
And he said to his father, my head, my head. So he said to his servant, carry him to his mother.
他对他的父亲说，我的头啊，我的头啊。他父亲对仆人说，把他抱到他母亲那里。
So it seemed this husband is a typical man, right?
我们可以看到这个丈夫是一个很典型的男人。
During this time, his son was sick.
在那个时候，他的孩子病了。
And what did he do?
他做什么呢?
He just told his servants, "But I'll go and bring his, you know, bring my son to his mother."
他跟他的仆人说，把他抱到他母亲那里。
Even though the son said, "My head, my head."
即使说他的孩子跟他说，我的头啊，我的头啊。
Of course, maybe this husband he know that his wife is a very loving mother.
那也许这一个丈夫他知道他的太太是很有爱的一个母亲。
And maybe he knows that the only one who really can help his son.Is the his wife, is the mother.
也许他知道，那唯一能够帮助他小孩的就是他的妈妈。
This is very important.
这也是很重要的。
I mean, since I was little, I don't think my father, right, my Cambodian father sitting here with us, I don't think he ever like embraced me or hugged me anything, right?
那当我还很小的时候，我也不记得我这个亲生的父亲他抱我或者是什么样的亲密的行为。
I remember the only time he touched us when he beat us up. That's pretty much it.
那我记得，那唯一他会来碰我们，就是当我们不乖被打的时候。
But when we are sick and things like that，
当我们生病的时候。
Of course, when we are in Cambodia, my father never around。
尤其我们在柬埔寨的时候，我不记得我们父亲在我们身边。
Maybe we see him only once a month。
也许我们一个月看到他一次。
So my mother was the one that's taking care of us。
这个时候只有母亲来照顾我们。
When we are sick, she's the one that took care of us。
当我们生病的时候，他也是来照顾我们。
Even now, if my nephew is sick or something like that, ask my grandfather, "How? What are you going to do?" He doesn't know what to do.
即使说现在我的侄子或侄女生病的时候，他像我这个父亲来讲，他也不知道要做些什么。
He would tell him, "Go to grandma, go to grandma," right?
他还是说去那个祖母那里，去祖母那里。
Because he knows that grandma is the one that can be able to take care of him.
因为他知道这个祖母是可以照顾他们的人。
So just like this man.
就好像这里这个。
But as fathers, we do not need to be like this father, right? When our children are sick, we also need to take care of them.
但是作为一个父亲我们小孩生病的时候，我们一样可以照顾他们。
We do not need to always depend on the mothers, on our wife.
我们并不需要每一次都来靠这个母亲，靠我们的妻子。
But this man, this father, maybe is a typical father, typical man.
也许这是一个很典型的这个丈夫，很典型的父亲。
Even though his son tell him, my head, but his father said, go to your mother, right?
其实说他的小孩说，我的头啊，我的头啊。这个父亲说，把他抱到他的母亲那里。
And then verse 20.
在二十节这里。
When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees until noon.
这里说仆人抱去交给他的母亲，孩子坐在母亲的膝上。
Wow, how amazing this mother's love is.
我们可以看到母亲。
We know this son is not a small son.
我们知道这个小孩子已经渐渐长大。
Why? Because he walked to his father, right? When they were reaping in the field.
因为他和他的父亲一同到田里收割。
So this son sat on the mother's knee until noon.
那这个孩子就坐在母亲的膝上直到晌午。
But I'm sure this mother is trying to comfort her son.
相信这个母亲试着来安慰她的小孩。
So this mother loved her son very much.
所以这个母亲非常爱她的小孩。
Even that was the case, the son died.
即使说这样子，她的孩子还是死了。
Of course, this must be very sad for her.
我们知道，当然对她来讲，这是很悲哀的事情。
But she knew what to do.
但是他知道他应该怎么做。
Because she knew this son is from God.
因为他知道这个孩子是由神而来。
And for sure the man of God will be able to do something for her.
他也相信这个神人必定能够为他做些什么。
You can see nowadays many mothers in our church.
我们可以看到今天在教会里面很多的母
亲。Any problems that we go through.
当他们在遭遇任何的麻烦的时候。
They will pray for us.
他们会为我们来祷告。
Because they have the faith that through their prayer, God will take care of us.
因为经由母亲的信心，经由他们的祷告，神也会帮助我们。
And this is their love for us. Look at verse 21.
我们看21节,
and she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him, and went out.
他母亲抱上他上楼, 将他放在神的床, 关上门出来,
Look at verse 22.
22节,
then she called to her husband and said, please send me one of the young men and one of the donkeys that I may run to the man of God and come back.
呼叫她的丈夫说, 你叫一个仆人给我牵一匹驴来, 我要快快地去见神人, 就回来。
Look at verse 23.
23节,
so he said, why are you going to him today? It is neither the new moon nor the Sabbath. And she said, it is well.
那丈夫说, 今天不是月朔, 也不是安息日, 你为何要去见他呢? 妇人说, 平安无事。
We can see the father, he was clueless.
我们可以看到这个父亲不晓得发生什么事了。
He had no idea that his son just died.
他甚至不知道他的儿子, 刚刚死掉。
So when his wife going to go to the man of God,
所以这个, 当他的妻子要去见神人的时候,
then he asked him, why are you going?
问他说, 你为什么要去呢?
It's not the new moon or the Sabbath.
今天不是月朔, 也不是安息日。
But of course, the why? Because of her faith.
当然这一个, 妇人她是有信心的。
She said, it is well.
This
wife, the husband should play this kind of role.
事实上, 妇人应该要扮演这样的角色。
The husband should have this kind of faith just like the wife.
这个, 先生也应该和他的太太一样的这样子的信心。
But the husband, the father have no idea what's going on.
但是这个先生并不晓得发生了什么事。
That's why the woman, she saddled a donkey and went with her servant.
所以说这个妇人就骑上驴去找这个神人。
Look at verse 27.
27节。
Verse 27. Now when she came to the man of God at the hill, she caught him by the feet, but Gehazi came near to push her away. But the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is in deep distress, and the Lord has hidden it from me, and has not told me.
27节, 妇人上了山到神的那里就抱住神人的脚。基哈西前来要推开他, 神人说, 由他吧, 因为他心里愁苦, 神向我隐瞒, 没有指示我。
You can see this mother love her son very much.
我们可以看到这个, 母亲非常爱她的妈妈。
When she went to see the man of God,
当她去见神人的时候,
she caught him by his feet.
她就抱住神人的脚。
This means she humbled herself before him.
也就是说他在神的面前展现出他的谦卑。
And then of course Elisha knew something was going on, that is bad.
这个时候伊丽莎就知道一定有什么不好的事情发生了。
And that's why he told his servant Gehazi, leave her alone.
所以就跟他的仆人基亚西说, 由他去吧。
Because something must have happened because this woman is in deep distress.
因为他知道, 这个妇人心里很愁苦。
And Elisha knew that God did not reveal what happened to him. So reveal what happened to her.
并没有告诉他, 这个妇人所遭遇的事情,
that her son have died.
她的孩子死。
But this woman, because of her love for her son,
但是因为这一个妇人, 因为她对她小孩的爱,
it never told us how many days she went there to, you know, to seek for him.
她也没有告诉他说, 她为什么来见他,
but finally she found him.
然后最后她找到了他。
Then verse
32. 32节,
when Elisha came into the house, there was the child laying dead on his bed.
32节, 伊丽莎进到屋里, 看见孩子死了。
Will this woman have the faith?
但是这个, 这个妇人有这样子的信心。
And this woman have great love for her son.
那这个妇人对她的孩子, 也是充满了爱。
Because for most mother, if your son die, you just bury him.
那很多时候当小孩子死的时候, 这个母亲也许只会将这个孩子埋了。
But she did not do this.
但是她没有这样子做。
Because deep down inside her heart,
因为在她心里的深处,
she had the faith that the man of God, through the man of God, her son will be alive.
因为她知道, 神人必定能够叫他的小孩再次复活。
If this was not the case, why would she put her son on the bed?
如果不是这样子的话, 为什么她要将她的孩子放在床上呢?
She just tell her husband, told her servant, just go and bury the son.
她可以跟她的孩子说, 让这个仆人将孩子埋了。
And that's why I look at in verse 33.
也许这就是说我们当时在33节这里看到,
he went in therefore, shut the door behind the two of them, and prayed to the Lord.
他就关上门, 只有自己和孩子在里面, 他便向神祈祷。
Then verse 34.
34节,
and he went up and lay on the child, and put his mouth on his mouth, his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands, and he stretched himself out on the child, and the flesh of the child became warm.
他上床伏在孩子身上，口对口，眼对眼，手对手，既伏在孩子身上，孩子的身体就渐渐温了。
How wonderful this is！
啊，那这个是多么的奇妙
！That Elisha, because of the mother's love，
啊，这个先知以撒，因为这一个母亲的爱
，He went up to the room。
啊，他上去这个房间里
面 ，And he lay on the child。
啊，他在伏在孩子身上
，But the process quite strange、right?。
啊，那但是这个好像是很奇怪的。
He put his mouth on his mouth。
啊，他们口对口
，And his eyes on his eyes。
眼对眼
，And his hands on his hands。
手对手
，And just stretch himself on the child。
啊，就伏在这个孩子身上。
Even though it's a very strange process, but this child became alive。
啊，即使说这是一个很奇怪的情况，但是这个孩子就复活了。
Then verse 35.
啊，在35节
，He returned and walked back and forth in the house, and again went up and stretched himself out on him. Then the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes.
啊，然后他下来在屋里来回走了一趟，又上去扶着孩子身上，孩子打了7个喷嚏，就睁开眼睛。
Then verse 37.
啊，第37节
，So she went in, fell on his feet, and bowed to the ground.Then she picked up her son and went out.
啊，妇人就进来，在以利沙脚前俯伏在地，抱起儿子出去了。
So we can see how powerful mother's love is.
啊，所以这里我们看到啊，母亲的力量是可以多么的大。
The reason the child came to existence because of the mother's love and faith.
啊，因为这里我们看到这个小孩之所以能够复活，就是因为这个母亲的爱。
But even though the son died.
即使说他这个孩子死了
，and the reason he resurrected because the faith of the mother's and also her love。
我们知道这个小孩能够复活，就是因为他母亲的信心以及爱。
So nowadays we really should give appreciation to our mothers。
所以今天我们真的要对我们的母亲来感恩。
Sometimes as children we have no idea how long our mothers pray for us。
有时候。作为孩子的我们并不晓得我们的母亲花了多少的时间来为我们祷告。
Even though sometimes our Asian mothers do not show show emotion how they love us.
有时候作为一个东方的母亲我们也许不会看到母亲对我们在情绪上表达他们对我们的爱。
Like my mother, she never ever hugged me and hold me and tell me, son, I love you. She never ever say that.
就好像我的母亲她也许不曾抱我对我说我爱你。
But actually, her action show much more.
但是她的行动却比这个展现出更多。
Many times she's willing to die for me and my brothers and sisters.
我相信她任何时候都愿意为我的兄弟姐妹来牺牲她的性命。
So that's why we as children.
所以说我们作为小孩子的。
Tomorrow is Mother's Day.
明天就是母亲节。
We should do something good for them.
我们应该对我们母亲做一些好的。
And we as children should try to make determination.
那我们作为小孩的，我们也应该立志。
And from now on, we should learn to show respect to our mother and father.
那从现在开始，我们应该对我们的父母来表现我们的
尊敬。And make determination never ever talk back to them.
我们也要来立志，对我们的父母来回嘴。
This is the commandment of God.
事实上这也是神所。
And the reason we should follow because our mother loves us very much.
我们要这样子的做，因为我们的母亲是这么的爱我们。
Without them, we are not the person we are today.
如果没有他们，我们今天就不会成为今天的我们。
I remember my mother told me one time.
我记得有一次我的母亲跟我
说。When I was 7 years old, I was grazing the cows in the field.
那当我在7岁的时候那我在场上和一头牛。
And all of a sudden, I had a heat stroke.
那个时候我中暑了。
She said that mean I went into convulsion.
那个时候我昏迷不醒。
And my mother saw me afar off.
那我母亲在远远看到我。
Of course, back then she was young.
在那个时候她很年轻。
She ran toward me.
她赶快向我跑来。
And then she picked me up.
她将我抱起来。
And carried me and run to the closest hospital.
那她抱着我跑到最近的医院。
And I'm sure that's not one, two miles, that's miles and miles.
那我相信那不是说在一两迈，那是在很远的地方。
Without her, during the time, I would have died.
如果说没有她，那个时候也许我就死了。
And I remember also one time during the communists.
那我记得在共产党的时代
的时候。During the time the Vietnamese was coming in.
在那个时候，在越南入侵的时候。
And during the time, of course, there was a war.
在那个时候有战争。
And I was standing by the river bank.
那我们在这个河边。
And I got stabbed here on the side.
那这个时候我的这个旁边被刺到了。
And I fell into a river.
那我掉到河里。
And the river was pretty much taken me away.
那我就被这个河流冲走。
But during that time,
在那个时候
，and I look up from the river.
那我从河里往上
看。I was only 7-8 years old.
我只有七八岁。
And I saw my mother's face.
那我看到母亲的脸。
And I saw her hand reaching to me.
那我看到她的手向我伸来。
But actually, during that time, it's not my mother, it's God.
那事实上那个时候并不是我的母亲。
Because my mother was never there.
事实上我的母亲。
But why during that time, God, right, make me see my mother, the one that's, you know, grabbing me from the water?
为什么那个时候神让我看到是我母亲将我从河里拉出来呢
？Because when I see my mother's face, I feel so comforted.
因为当我看到我母亲的脸的时候，我心里是这么的安和。
That many, many times she has saved my life.
在很多时候她救了我的生命。
Even though I'm floating in the river.
即使说我随着河流流去。
When I saw my mother's face.
当我看到我母亲的脸
，I realized she is the one that loves me.
我知道他是这样子的爱我。
The one to be able to comfort me.
他是可以给我带来安
慰的。The one to be able to pull me out of the water.
他是能够将我从河流拉出来的。
So during that time, thank God I did not die.
所以在那时候感谢神，我并没有死掉。
And I realized my whole life I almost died 6-7 times.
那我回头想想，事实上在我生命中有6-7次，我甚至丧失了我的生命。
And almost every time my mother was there with me.
几乎每一次我的母亲都在那里和我
同度过。 So that's fine for those of us who are children.
所以说身为我们子女的我们
Please do not disrespect your parents.
我们千万不要不尊敬重我们的
Especially our mothers.
尤其是我们的母亲。
But show them love, show them kindness.
我们要对他们展现出我们的爱。
And do our best to be a better child to them.
那我们要尽量在他们面前做一个更好的小孩。
Because no doubt they love us so much.
毫无疑问的，他是这样子的爱我们。
Because their love is as strong as death.
因为他们的爱就如死。
And their love is almost as great a love as our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们对我们的爱就如同几乎和如同神对我们的爱。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 345.
那我们最后一起唱诗赞美诗，345首。
345。
赞美诗345首。